Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On a new 4D in the MC, we made plenty of predictions going into the Detroit Lions season, and now that we've hit the bye week, it seems like a great time to check on those predictions. What has actually happened through 7 games compared to what we thought might happen in August? Plus, we'll take a look at who's out front for the Detroit Lions at the break. All of that and more starts right now.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah.
Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
We have obviously hit the bye week. The Detroit Lions are 5-2 it seems like a good time for reflection, right? I'm sure that's part of what the Lions coaches and players are going to be doing or are doing in this moment, right? Reflecting on what has happened so far in the season and what has to change going forward, right? I don't want to let the content get stale during the break. We're not going to have these big lengthy episodes and just drone on about nothing. But I think there is plenty to talk about as we reflect and look ahead, because the Lions are in great shape and they're likely to get in better shape, which is good because the schedule gets more difficult, much more difficult. And of course, at the end of the show, we will talk about King in the Castle, who's out front for the Detroit Lions statistically through 7 games. How about some accountability, though? I feel like there's not enough of that anymore, so we'll have our own. I made some preseason predictions, and the season's not over, but let's check our progress. For the rookie of the year for the Detroit Lions, I had Tate Ratledge. My runner-up was Isaac Tesla. And look, I think right now it is Tate Ratledge. But it's not Tesla that is the runner-up. It is Tyleek Williams. For sure. He was excellent in relief of Aleem McNeil. Tate has been a super stud. He had his moments. But if you look at film from Monday night, man, that kid can play. And as far as Tesla is concerned, he has shown some brilliant flashes. He just hasn't gotten enough action. Khalif Raymond has played very well. He's the veteran. He has the experience. He has the knowledge. He has the snaps. But the good news here is the Lions have hit on at least 3 draft picks. No question. And here's the other thing. I know that he was a little bit further down the list, but we have not talked about Ahmed Hassanein at all. He's still hurt. I'm very curious to see what they have in him, because there's something about him they really, really like. We didn't get to see much of what it was because of the early injury, but there's something more there, and we're going to see it. But this is a hallmark of good football teams. The Lions have not been perfect in the draft. Nobody is. But they have been excellent. They have made the right moves. They've been aggressive at the right times. They've scouted the right talent, brought in the right people, and they've done it physically, mentally, emotionally. And this is credit to everybody. It's not just Brad Holmes. It's Sheila Ford Hamp, and it's Dan Campbell, and it's the scouting staff. They've done an excellent job, absolutely. Another good rookie crop for the Detroit Lions. When it came to the breakout player, my preseason nomination was Jameson Williams, with the runner-up being Terrion Arnold. And Jamo got paid like he was going to break out. And that's not a diss. That's what happened. He certainly isn't having a bad season. You have to remember, the week before he had 0 catches, he had 6. There hasn't been a massive home run, and last week was disappointing, and the social media thing is non-issue, non-relevance. Maybe we'll see more of him out of the bye. I mean, John Morton is certainly going to take this time to evaluate things and recalibrate certain elements. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again. He is having success, Jameson is, whether he's catching the ball or not. Excellent blocking, stretching the field. He is allowing the Lions to do a lot of different things. I know he wants the ball. Everybody wants the ball. I want everybody to have the ball. Ball, 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 ball. Ball for everybody. We need the Lions to run like 500 plays a game. That would satisfy everybody's need for the ball. Was it Goran Dragic that said that when he was in Miami? They had too many point guards, and he's like, oh, there's only one ball. Wasn't wrong. And look, Terrion was having a good season, but he's missed some games. So I wouldn't say he's hit that breakout threshold. So who is it then? Right? If it's not J-Mo, if it's not Terrion, I mean, is it possible it's Jahmyr Gibbs? I know that you're like, what do you mean, Zach? He broke out. He already broke out. I understand that. I'm not saying that he was off anybody's radar at any point in time going into this season. But man, the way he has played, the way he's caught the ball, he's 4th on the team in receiving. That's impressive. That 78-yard touchdown run, man, if you flip through the socials and look at the highlight reels on the sports talk shows, man, it's everywhere. People knew, people talk about Jahmyr, but then you see that. And when it came to that run, there was so much to like. Obviously, the blocking was excellent. He had a lane a mile wide. But if you look at the replay from the back camera angle, there is no way he should have gotten to the edge first. But he is so damn fast, it wasn't even close. And then as he turns the corner after getting to the edge, straight line down, it's beautiful. It's beautiful to watch. There's no other way to put it. I'm saying Gibbs. Is that a cop-out? I don't know. Tell me I'm wrong. Zach, you're wrong, moron. All right, fine. Nobody hates me more than me, trust me. How about the most surprising player? I had Rocky Sin, and the runner-up was Marcus Davenport. Rock has played well, especially the last couple of games when called upon more frequently. I've enjoyed his play. I love the way he hits. I love his intensity. And his versatility has been critical. His ability to play both corner and safety has been very, very helpful. The Lions had no idea how helpful it was going to be. Now, they'll tell you that they like guys like that. They prioritize guys like Rocky Sin or even Avante Maddox, who's hurt, but guys that can be flexible, guys that can give you more than one look. And so they knew that they had that in Rock. I just, you know, who could have seen their entire secondary going down in flames? Nobody. And of course, I was wrong about Davenport. The least surprising thing happened, right? He hit the IR. Am I giving up on him? I don't know. It's not up to me to give up on him. I'm not his coach. But as far as expectations go, meh. I mean, he's not going to come back after the fourth week, so his IR stint will be longer. And when he comes back, where does he go? Al-Kadeen Muhammad's been good. Pat O'Connor's been good. The Lions need an edge rusher, but I don't think it's him. So then who's been the most surprising? Maybe it is the top two picks. I know I had Tate as rookie of the year, but he's come in and played so above his rookie status. You look at him, you watch the tape. This is a veteran. This is a grown-ass man playing football. This is not a guy that was playing offensive line a year ago in college. It doesn't look like it, but it is. That's who he is. Dude looks like a vet. And I'll go back to Tyleek Williams' play while Aleem was out. It wasn't flashy. It wasn't in your face. It didn't have huge numbers, but that's not what it was. His relief play was excellent. And the experience he gained from that, massive. If you're looking at a breakout player, it could be Amik. He's had a good season and verging on a great season for him. But, you know, Dan Campbell's pointed this out a couple of times. Amik is no surprise. They brought him into play. He's not some safety valve. The dude can ball, and he's showing it. I'm not sure that Amik's play is surprising. It's helpful, certainly. I took some grief on my coach of the year pick for the Detroit Lions because I picked Dan Campbell. My runner-up was Hank Fraley. And look, I acknowledged it was a cheap pick, but I had a rationale, and it was that if he can bring in new offensive and defensive coordinators and have success, he will have defied the odds. The conventional wisdom is doing this is very difficult. If nothing else, it bars you from going to the Super Bowl. No team has ever replaced both coordinators and then gone to the Super Bowl in that year. I mean, look, the Lions, they look pretty damn good. There's no doubt. But maybe my runner-up is leading the charge at the moment. There was a lot of change on Hank Fraley's plate heading into this season. And that Decker injury didn't help. But the Lions' offensive line has been excellent. And if you look at Tate and Christian, two guys, one with almost no experience and one with no NFL experience, they've come in and both played really well. Dan Skipper was good in relief of Decker. Manu had his struggles, and now he's on the IR. But the Lions' offensive line has been excellent. And I know Taylor Decker's hurt. I know he wants more out of himself. And hopefully this bye week will give him a chance to get it right, or at least get close to right. I'm not sure that this is going to be solved for him this season. And the hope is he can just cut through, which, I mean, warrior. And then, you know, how about the MVPs? Defensively, I went with Aiden Hutchinson, and Kirby was my runner-up. This one was easy. There's really only one pick here. It could have been a variety of guys, but it's really only going to be one person. And yeah, there were questions following the injury, and those were fair questions. That was a devastating injury. I saw it happen in person. It was gross. It was really gross. Very disgusting. But he has been so good this year. His pressure rate tops the NFL. He has 6 sacks. That's tied for 4th in the league. But how about the forced fumbles? He has 4 forced fumbles. It's been a huge development in his game. And the way he continues to demand a double team, sometimes a triple team, allows other guys to win on almost every snap. And if we had a runner-up here right now, I mean, what about Jack Campbell? An absolute tackle machine. He's turning into the Lions' most consistent defender. In fact, the linebackers are playing well as a whole. Barnes and Anzalone too. Great core. A great trio of linebacking play right now. Though I did see Zach Cunningham went on the IR today. He's really had a hard time staying healthy. Hate to see that. And then For offensive MVP, I had Jameer with J-Mo being the runner-up. And I mean, look, Jameer's like the hottest of fire right now. Watching him play is sheer joy. I said this before. He leads the team in rushing. He's fourth in receiving. His speed has always been elite. But now his vision matches his speed. Because you remember his first couple of seasons where, well, he can bounce to the outside, but he can't run between the tackles. That's dead. He is murderous between the tackles. He sees things almost before they happen sometimes. His patience, the maturity. And of course, we've already talked about the offensive line. That's a nasty combination, especially with the deep threat of J-Mo, the consistency of Amon-Ra St. Brown. And look, we should be talking about Goff too, but you know, also Amon-Ra. In fact, we might have to put them together. I'm not sure you can separate them. Like Allen and Lou up the middle at Tiger Stadium, right? Their work in tandem, fabulous. Fabulous. My prediction so far, okay, not great, not bad. But I'll tell you what I have seen from the Detroit Lions overall, very encouraging. 5-2 at the break. We're going to check on King in the Castle when we come back. More of Fourth Down in the Motor City is next. And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City. So let's check in on King in the Castle. Who is King in the Castle for the Detroit Lions? Offensively, in the rushing game, it is Benjamin Gibbs. He leads the team in rush yards, touches, and average. He has 526 yards of rushing on 104 touches. That's 5.1 a carry to go along with 6 touchdowns. And as far as receiving goes, there is nobody more consistent in this league than Amon-Ra St. Brown. 538 yards, 50 catches. And he leads the team in touchdowns with 7. Now, the yards per catch average, though, does go to J-Mo at 17 per, which, massive number. It's come down a bit. It was in the 20s a couple weeks ago, but still, big number. And then defensively, you know, really the usual suspects. Jack Campbell leads the team in tackles with 64. Hutch leads the team in tackles for loss and sacks, 6 apiece. Branch has 5 pass breakups, and Kirby has 3 picks. The Lions' defense has been good, and it was really good on Monday night, but it was role players, and even then it was sometimes practice squad players. They did a great job. Remember, Branch was hobbled before the suspension. I think that was part of what drew his anger. It was a stupid thing to do. I'm not going to defend it, but I think that was part of it. And so hopefully, you know, he gets the 2 games off, or the 2 weeks off, I should say, right? The suspension plus the bye. And, you know, hopefully Kirby's injury can settle a bit as well. And the Lions secondary is back to what it was, or almost what it was. They'll get DJ Reed back not too much further out. And then, of course, Rodrigo at some point. You would assume Marcus Davenport at some point. Maybe Muhammad Hassanin. Anyway, I'm getting off track here. We'll have more episodes like this during the bye week. Little things here and there. There is so much to unpack, and it's so hard to get to everything during the week. When there's a game going on, it's nice to have a couple days to sit back and take a 30,000-foot view, as they say. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, that includes the free Odyssey app. If you have not done so yet, please leave us a rating and a review. It is very helpful. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.